The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Let's talk some Dolphins. Were you encouraged enough by the performance last Sunday in Buffalo by the Dolphins to think that, yeah, they can play good football and they can win Monday night?
I was, and there was a couple things. Obviously, getting Zach Sealer back is going to help. I think him not being there the last 2 weeks probably is probably a big reason why they don't eke out those games. But, you know, I was talking to Devon Achane yesterday about the offense, and I asked him about, like, the short passing game that really worked against the Bills, and, like, is that just, like, an evolution that they've been working on throughout the season, or is it game plan? He alluded to more game plan. So I like that the fact that Mike McDaniel was able to scheme something up that was really effective against the Bills, because they've, you know, as much problems the Dolphins have had with the Bills offense, they've also struggled against that Bills defense. And they were basically able to get whatever they wanted aside from the fumble. That 97-yard drive, you know, it was so impactful to me that they were able to use guys like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as almost like decoys, open things up. You didn't necessarily have to force feed them the ball. So I thought it was really a good job of Mike McDaniel scheming around the Bills. You'd like to see him finish, but no, it's definitely a positive.
And Mike, 2-6 right now, you know, Monday night they have the Rams, and then they have Vegas and New England. I thought at 2-6 it's over. Like, what happens? Like, the encouragement of it. Because if you can go out there and beat the Rams, now you're 3-6. And
yeah,
now you have two bad teams. You have the Raiders, you have the Patriots, who are very bad teams. So now you're at 5-6. Is that the thought of that you have to win these next three games?
I am in very much an enjoy the ride mode. This team has been a little streaky the last couple of years. They'll go on these win streaks and they go on these losing streaks. So who knows? Maybe they can find something they can string together here. The schedule definitely opens up for it to not, you know, be completely out of the picture that they can make a run here, but their margin for error is now zero. They have no more games to mess around with. Obviously, you look at the record last year, winning 11 games. It's probably going to be 10, 11 games to get in the playoffs again this year. So they can't mess around, right? You have to go out and win these games. But, you know, the offense looking whole, I mean, with the exception, we have to see what's going on with Austin Jackson. That's a shame because the offensive line had probably been playing its best since Mike McDaniel got here. But seeing the defense starting getting guys back like Zach Sealer, you really felt like maybe this team from an injury standpoint was finally moving in a good direction. But yeah, I think the next couple of games they can string something together and really not, like, I don't know. I don't want to say lose hope, but I think there's still hope for this season, but it's going to be a ride. And so that's where I'm at now. Just kind of enjoy the ride and see where it goes.
All right, so Cuño, I mean, I torched Chris Greer for the first couple months of the season because he made the offensive line comments before the season, and the offensive line wasn't good to start the season. But you just mentioned how the offensive line has played better. Is that the biggest surprise to you? Because Tua coming back and looking good, none of us are really surprised. Is it the offensive line finally having cohesion, health, and looking good leading the run game?
Yeah, it is, and for a number of reasons. Obviously, health is – let's start with that, because remember, Aaron Brewer didn't play the entire training camp and preseason, really, because of the injury. So to have him in there basically thrown into a group of guys who have been playing together for a few years now, to see that all come together, to see them playing cohesively, that has definitely been the big surprise. And McDaniel mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, finding the positives in some of these losses, and that's it. It's the running game, right? They can lean on that. Now, you don't like silver linings in a season when you're 2-6, but that's where this team is at, unfortunately. And these close games, you just wonder what could have been of this season. You look at the last three games, all decided by a total of 10 points. That's heartbreaking, because instead of a possible four-game win streak here, you're on a three-game skid. So finding the positives is hard in those situations. But at this point, you just got to build on what you got and see what happens.
What's your thought, though, you know, when you talk about, because we've all done this, and Crowder said this a million times, the run game, you got to rely on the run game, and you talk about the silver lining being the run game. What if we get to the end of the season? I believe we're eight games in, Tyreek Hill has one 100-yard game, right? Mm-hmm. I think he's only got one, I think it was game one.
Yeah.
What happens at the end of the season if the story is that the run game was there? Tyreek Hill's going to want out of here. He wants the story to be that he's closing in on a 2,000-yard season. I mean, that's what, you know, I mean, he can say all the things that he wants to say, but you know he wants that to be the story. What if he's not going to hit 1,000 yards? Like, what would be the point of him staying here?
Well, he wants to stay here. That's what he said.
He says he wants to stay here, but get to the end of a 17-game season and have 850 yards receiving.
But you got to look at – I think you got to look at it with all the context involved and Tua missing four or five games, right? I mean, that's a big deal, too. I don't think you can necessarily discredit that. And I think Tyreek's probably in a place in his career where he understands that, you know, it's not just one of the Diva wide receivers where it's just get me the ball, get me the ball, get me the ball. I mean, again, last week you saw the offense move effectively in this different kind of way where they're not necessarily having to force feed him. And then it opens things up where he has those two pass plays of 25 yards or more. Now, obviously he makes so much money. He needs the ball in his hand. You know, you go back to last night's game, the Bengals and the Ravens, in those late game situations, those 2-point conversions, I don't care if it's a good throw or not, you got to throw it to Ja'Marr Chase, right? At some point, the Dolphins offense needs to be carried by those guys. You know, I just think maybe each game is differently, like I mentioned against the Bills, but I don't necessarily think it's going to be some sort of drama filled situation. He's not at 1,000 yards this year because of the injuries at quarterback.
And Mike, George Edwards, who is the linebacker coach of Tampa right now, he's been the defensive coordinator at Buffalo, Detroit. He brought me in. He had a saying, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. The thought of the defensive end position with Jalen Phillips being hurt and Bradley Chubb being out and all that, like, should the Dolphins have done something in the trade deadline, because they didn't move anybody, they didn't move for anybody? Do you think they missed for not doing anything in that trade deadline?
Yeah, I mean, you could have gone out and got someone. I think it's just whether the juice was worth the squeeze in terms of the draft picks, because obviously we're looking at it now and you're like, man, depth there on defense has really been lacking. It's why they go out and draft Chop Robinson last year in the first round. That's why, and that's a good positive sign you're seeing him get back there and finally get his first sack. But I agree with you. I thought if the Dolphins were going to make a move, I thought the Dolphins were going to stand pat, and that's what they did. But if there was a move to make, it was to go and get an outside linebacker or edge rusher. But I think at 2-6, you wonder, do you go and get the guy that is maybe a rental in a season that's not basically promised that you'll make the playoffs? Or do you hold on to that and maybe load up with some younger guys through the draft? And I think that's where they have to really start to hit on some of these guys, because, you know, they've spent a lot of money on extending a lot of the guys on the offense. At some point, you got to address the defense as well. And maybe that is through the draft where they can lock some of these guys up. It's just, yeah, I think had the record been closer to 500 or maybe a game over 500, I think they make the move. But at 2-6, I think it was tough to give up a future pick for someone who might have been a rental.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.